we're back with another episode of the Lakers Fast Break podcast. It's Lakers postgame, everyone. It's Gerald Glassford coming right back at you here from Lakers Fast Break, the Pop Culture Cosmos, where we cover the latest news and trends in pop culture each and every week, twice a week, wherever you get your podcasts. Well, on this week's show, we do cover some of the things that are going on in pop culture. Josh Peterson and I just talked about facing the franchise with the Matrix. We also talk a ton of things, including Three Body Problem, talk about a world record for anime, and more. Go ahead and check out what Josh and I are talking about on the Pop Culture Cosmos, and also see if my predictions on WrestleMania were correct or not so correct with John Orlando from the PVD cast on Friday's show as well, right there for you at the Pop Culture Cosmos. Inside Sports Fantasy Football Game Source also as well. Go ahead and check out Joe Soro. Joe Soro will hopefully be coming on in just a second with his stuff. And you know he's Ox1947 at LakersBall.com. He also owns the company Simblade, SimbladesWithAY.com. Also as well, our good friends. And go ahead, make sure you're in the chat, everyone. The best Lakers chat modes out there, the Lakers Fast Break. Good friends, John Costa, who will not be here tonight. He hosts Clutch Talk in Lakers Corner. Our good friend, Stone Hansen, at Report_Court. He is looking at prospects once again. He will join me for a special episode of Snack Pack, Lakers Snack Pack, tomorrow on Monday, right before the championship game. That'll be at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. Also as well, go ahead and check out Joe Soro tonight for the nightcap. Nightcap coming up at 10:30 with Nightcap with Joe Soro coming up for you as well. Our good friends, again, John Costa, Lakers Corner, Clutch Talk, Lakers in 5, Empire Jeff TV, Daniel Berry Sports Highlights, yo, also as well, of course. Go ahead and check out what's going on the John McCallion channel. Please, please go ahead while you're here, like, share, subscribe, follow, whatever you can do for us. Please do so. It is greatly appreciated from all your friends right here at the Lakers Fast Break Podcast. Well, the Lakers come in tonight with a big chance to go ahead in what I called the biggest weekend of the season for the Los Angeles Lakers and pull off the impossible and go ahead and get the victory this weekend on both nights. First one against Cleveland got taken care of and thought everything would be well and set up for a great weekend. Double back-to-back wins for the Lakers against Minnesota tonight. But unfortunately, LeBron James ruled out with a stomach virus. And then shortly, 12 minutes in into the game, first quarter, AD gets smacked in the face by Kyle Anderson. And after taking an early lead, the Lakers, unfortunately, as was expected, without AD in there in the game in the second quarter, unfortunately, just could not find a way to protect the basket. Timberwolves with Naz Reid hitting from right and left from the outside. As we talked about, to be aware of him on the pregame, and the Lakers unfortunately couldn't control him. 31 points for him, 18 points from Rudy Gobert, and 26 from Anthony Edwards. Just too much firepower for the Lakers without LeBron and AD, and the Lakers fall 127-117. They're now 45-34 in the season. They fall back to ninth place in the Western Conference because Sacramento won and New Orleans won. So right now, the Lakers still in the thick of things with three games left, but now they're a game and a half out from sixth place in the Western Conference. And here today to go ahead and discuss today's game. Good man indeed, kind of disappointed as well, absolutely, after what happened with the Lakers tonight. No AD after the first quarter and no LeBron throughout. It is, of course, the man behind Ox1947 at LakersBall.com, and, of course, also as well, Simblades, SimbladesWithAY.com. It is Joe Soro. Joe, good to have you here. Very disappointing loss. Lakers just couldn't find any kind of consistency without AD or LeBron in the lineup, especially after AD, unfortunately, got smacked in the face once again.
AD's going to have to start wearing glasses. Go call up Horace Grant and James Worthy and borrow some of theirs. Not expecting you to wear Kareem's YMCA glasses. Just wear something, please, because we can't keep doing this. he's been hitting the face all year, and the last two times he's been hitting the eye, it's cost the Lakers a win. The first one was against Golden State, and then the other tonight. And while I was satisfied with how the team performed without AD, the more the game went on and realized it was going to be a loss that we didn't really need. We really needed to win these games. I don't know what the hell LeBron got for him to miss this game, but it's not a good sign. And I don't know if I want to get into it, into this deep discussion about it, because I feel like it's just going to be another 20 minutes of nonsense in a lot of ways. It doesn't really do any good, but it's just like, why, how do you miss this game? Seriously. You have to win this game if you want to get into the playoffs. You're not in the playoffs if you're a 7th seed or 8 or 9 or 10. You need to get the 6 to be in the playoffs. Why wouldn't you be available? So it's unfortunate.
Absolutely, it's unfortunate. Lakers, again, you saw they held on for a little while, Joe, but after a little while, just with D'Lo not going off as well as he was in the Cleveland game, and Austin Reeves still struggling to find anything, you can lob it only so many times to Jackson Hayes. And give him credit, Jackson Hayes in that first half, once AD was out of there, did keep them close with a series of dunks, obviously rolling hard to the basket, but he just cannot protect under the rim. He is, for a guy that's 7 feet, it's just frustrating to see him so inept on that defensive end, Joe.
Well, if he was protecting the way he should, according to his height, he wouldn't be a Laker right now. So I don't really look at the things that these guys can't do. I look at more of the main guys doing what they're supposed to do. D'Angelo didn't help matters either. He had a phenomenal game in the last game and then had a complete and utter dud here tonight when they really, really needed his shooting. But I'm not going to put it on D'Lo. D'Lo's an integral part of the team, but LeBron needed to play tonight. LeBron needs to play every game from here on out. And I'm fully expecting Anthony Davis to wear glasses from here on out. We can't keep letting this happen. This is getting stupid now. I don't know what these guys think they are. And I say these guys as in guys like LeBron. I'm not going to blame the role players. The role players played their butts off today. I was very, very impressed with how much they tried to get this thing right, especially coming out the third quarter. And they were really playing well at the beginning of the first. And they held it. They held it even in the second. They allowed 46 points in the second quarter, but they were holding it, man. They were holding it. And if AD had come back, I think they were only down 3 at that point, halfway through the second, which is when he would come back. They did what they were supposed to do. The role players did what they were supposed to do, to a certain extent, and this is when you need your stars to come and do what they did yesterday. But how do you comment on something like this? I don't know. LeBron's in his 21st season, so there's no comparison. You can sit there and blame it on the era, blame it on mentality, blame it on softness, hardness. I don't know, but you can't really. That's why I'm having a hard time talking about it in detail. It's 21st season, so I don't know who to compare it to. No one's ever done what LeBron's done in their 21st season. So it's easy for us to just sit here and say, sack up and do what you're supposed to do, but I don't think it's going to do any good. But looking at it from just today's standpoint, I'd like to think, no matter what, I would have played tonight. I would have taken a couple of Advil. And if I had to wear a diaper, I would have worn a diaper.
Okay. On that note, once
again, if it was a tummy ache, a flu. We've all been sick. We've all had issues with sickness that meant certain things. Well, this game meant a lot to the Lakers. This meant if you get this win, and they would have gotten this win if AD and LeBron were playing tonight. I'm sure of it based off how the role players played. Then you're sitting in a position where all you have to do is wait for Phoenix to lose one more game, which I believe they will, and Sacramento lose another game, and I believe they will as well. And you would have solidified the sixth seed. And it's unfortunate that we're not going to have a chance to see that. Now they're going to have to win out here for sure and hope that they can get to the seven so they can have home court in that play-in. Now they've guaranteed themselves a play-in.
Where they may only have to play one game instead of two.
Well, if they get the eight, yeah. But I wanted to at least stay at home. You win a game at home, it's a little easier for the next series. But if you have to travel to New Orleans or Sacramento, it's not too bad. But, you know, it's just there's already enough travel that's in their future here should they make to the playoffs. I wanted to see if there was a way they could limit it to some degree. So it's tough.
This is Raphael from NBADraftJunkies.com. And you are listening to the Lakers Fast Break.
Once again, it's the Lakers Fast Break. It is Joe Soro along with me, Gerald Glassford. Thanks again for watching and listening. Truly appreciate it. If you've not yet liked and subscribed, please do so to get the latest notifications on when we go live on the air with the latest Lakers Fast Break podcast. Unfortunately, the Lakers do lose 127-117. Lakers fall to 45-34, 9.5 games out in the Western Conference, a half game behind Sacramento and a loss behind Sacramento, although they do not have the tiebreaker there. They are two losses behind New Orleans and two losses behind Phoenix in the Western Conference. Do they have a shot, Joe, at least getting into seventh? I know six is probably going to be up because you're not going to beat both the Suns and the Pelicans in the next three games, but is seven still within reach for the Los Angeles Lakers with three games to go?
The sixth?
The seventh.
Probably. Yeah, it's looking like they might be able to still get an eight, but that means New Orleans has to lose because we own the tiebreaker with them. Sacramento now has to lose two more games for them to jump them. I don't know if they're going to do that. I have to see how that plays out.
Because with three games to go, they have to jump three teams, and that is really, really hard.
It wasn't hard if you win this freaking game.
I know.
They were on pace. You're at home playing Minnesota. You're at home playing Golden State. These are wins that you should be able to get with the way you've been playing lately and your stars. This is bothering me now. The longer this evening goes, it's starting to really irritate me right now. But I can't. What can you say? I don't know what to tell. Are you going to get pissed at somebody who's been playing for 21 years and has all this mileage? I don't know.
Seems like you want to get mad.
I try to think logically as much as I can during the day, during the nights. It's a difficult discussion. Alan, why don't you suck on a dirty, you know what, and piss off.
That's probably the nicest things to say to Joe, as far as that's concerned. Well, I mean, that's for a troll. That's pretty nice, Joe.
He's not a troll. He's worse than a troll. He's a what? He's the excrement of cockroaches.
Just because he doesn't like you, Joe. Okay. It is, of course, the Lakers fast break. Joe, though, that does lead the Lakers as of now ninth place in Western Conference. Tuesday's game now is up in the air because obviously they still in Golden State think they have a chance to pass this for ninth place. AD is now very questionable with his eye injury, so we'll see what happens right there because we haven't heard any extent on what's going on because Darvin Ham has no updates as of now for Anthony Davis after the game. So Tuesday is now up in question for the Los Angeles Lakers.
I doubt it. He'll be there Tuesday? With glasses. I think this time he's going to be there with glasses.
You sure?
Either that or you're risking the fact that you're putting your team at jeopardy because you're not taking care of yourself.
Okay.
There's no, what else, what else can I say?
Absolutely. Well, again, this has been an issue where he's been hit three times in that area within the past 2 weeks.
He's been hit more in the face than you think. Maybe not in the eye exactly, but he's been hit in the face almost every week this year. I don't know what's going on. I really don't.
So are you saying Kyle Anderson is the MVP of the game for smacking AD and throwing that out of whack?
No, I'm not saying that. I don't know. I don't give a shit about Kyle Anderson.
Okay. Fair enough.
At some point, late, the Anthony Davis needs to understand that he's going to need to fix this problem. The NBA isn't going to take care of it, so you need to take care of it. NBA refs and the NBA in general right now don't know their ear, their mouth, and their a-holes between each other. They'll do a flagrant foul call for 15-minute reviews, but then when somebody gets hit in the eye, they don't call squat.
Yes, Darren. Gabe Vincent was a precautionary scratch. They will not play him on back-to-back due to his knee injury. They said this in advance.
Just go home, dude. Just go home. Just call it a year, Gabe. Seriously. Precautionary for what?
They told you.
For
I mean,
what?
Coming off
what the are you guys game. Playing for? What do you guys think is going to happen when you get in? You're going to be rested up to play four rounds on the road? What do you guys think is going to happen? You guys really think they're going to win no matter what, holding back three games before the season's over? What a bunch of freaking pussies, man. Jesus Christ. You've had the whole year off. You've had the whole year off. Precautionary what? What? You're worried about blowing out your ACL? They're like, who gives a crap?
Oh, got this 100 people here.
I can't. Precautionary, really? They had the actual gall to say this?
Yes. They mentioned that. They mentioned that when he was coming God. Back, that he this would not be just... playing in back-to-backs.
You can thank guaranteed contracts for this. That's why the NFL is number one, folks. No one plays. They play on guaranteed contracts, but their whole contracts usually aren't. You keep people motivated when you don't guarantee their money. Precautionary, Jesus Christ. Out of all the people to have that line on, wow. 70 games off, they need a precautionary decision on when this guy can play. Okay. Well, never. We are never going to be close to this organization or the NBA, folks. We are going to be those loudmouth outlaws in this world. It's just never going to happen. I can't. I can't be around BSers, man. I just can't. I can't be around mentally weak people and mentally full of you-know-what people. I can't. I can't do it. I've tried, man. I've tried to just, okay, you know what? Let's just try to work something out here. Man, go ahead and suck an egg, man. Seriously, what a bunch of jokers.
Thank you, Alan. Truly appreciate it. It is, of course, the Lakers fast break. It is Joe Soro along with me, Gerald Glass.
Have fun playing with your ding-a-ling tonight. Because that's all you do every night by yourself. Good for you.
It is Joe Soro along with me, Gerald Glassford. Thanks again for watching, listening. The Lakers do lose, unfortunately, tonight, 127-117 to Minnesota. Minnesota is now tied, and with it looks like right now, due to the tiebreakers, they are back in first place in the Western Conference. The Lakers fall to ninth place in the Western Conference. Remember, they are a game and a half out. They're one game up in the loss column to the Golden State Warriors. And I do want to give it a little bit of optimistic update. According to Dave McMenamin, Joe must be channeling his positivity to AD in the locker room, because there is talk from Dave McMenamin that a source within the Lakers say that AD good chance AD will be ready for Tuesday.
We needed a source to know this.
Basically.
This is breaking news that he's playing Tuesday.
They need something to tweet out, Joe.
What kind of freaking lackeys and dildos all around? Kiss ass, freaking media people. That's what happens here.
So funny. I'll never be able to get these guys on our show because somehow they're like, oh, are you the show that called me?
We'll get them on the show. We'll get them on the show. But they'll know who we are. They'll know who we are. I said this in a few shows in the past. Roger Ebert became famous for hanging out with the same people he criticized. But that was back when, right? He criticized Martin Scorsese for doing Color of Money. He goes, you're Martin Scorsese. You don't do popcorn films. Now I'm paraphrasing, but that's essentially what he was saying to him. And Marty didn't go into a corner and cry like a little girl and say, hey, we're doing a precautionary me day today so that I my feelings can come back to normal. He took the criticism and then he made masterpieces even more after that. So it's just unreal how I'm trying to think, is there an end to this pussiness in this planet of ours? Seriously. It's mind-boggling to me that people can talk themselves into this kind of stuff.
Salamat to Alan and Juan for the super chats. Truly appreciate it. Juan says, Joe, we need a rant on LeBron calling in sick. He tried to go ahead and work out this morning, but obviously whatever ailment in his stomach caused him or prevented him from playing in such an important game. And, you know, he said it. He was prepping you, Joe, about a week ago when he said it's not about the seeding. It's more about the health.
Yeah, he set himself up. Look, LeBron is is polarizing for a reason. I never believed Michael, Kobe. There was, to some degree, Kareem was polarizing in his time. But when you look at it now, he really wasn't. He just, he had a certain way that just didn't click with certain other, and he didn't click with others. And it made a little more sense now as we see how things progressed. But the thing with LeBron is LeBron wants to win. He wants greatness. He's achieved greatness. But it's hard to be all in on LeBron all the time because of things he says. He says things that I don't click with, like what you just said. Seeding's not important. And you wonder why this team kept punting games during the season. Maybe it's not Darvin Ham at this point. Who knows? Probably not, because coaches these days don't have any power, right? Who in the NBA actually has power? And don't tell me Greg Popovich. His team has one really good player, and that's it. And even Wembanyama, at some point, as he matures, is going to take over that team. They'd get rid of Greg in a millisecond before they get rid of Wembanyama. Am I right?
At this point,
no matter what, even if they love Greg, they're not going to let Victor go, right? Ever. Not for the next 10, 15 years. You're talking about, if he stays healthy, you're talking about one of the greats. So but this is what they've created. This is the fault of, it's always been a player league, but it's gotten worse because now those same players have to take mental health days now and diarrhea days.
One thing I want to ask you, though, was the play off the bench for Jackson Hayes, who did have to set up as far as being able to step up to the plate with AD out. 8 of 9, all on dunks, 19 points, 10 rebounds, 5 steals. But the thing is, though, with him, he just does not give you interior defense at all whatsoever. I saw players 4 and 5 inches smaller, routinely not afraid to go in on him. and continually give up baskets time in and time out. Plus, he could not keep Gobert off the glass. Very valiant as far as running to the rim. And the thing that was I wanted to note is because D'Lo after the game talked about Jackson Hayes stepping up with AD out. Quote, he's going to make a lot of money this summer playing on the stage. I'm not so sure on that, Joe, because the one thing he does very well. Going to the basket. Getting for those lobs. The one thing he should be doing well with his size and athleticism, he has not proven this season to do well at all, Joe. And that's what I think is more important.
Well, you have to look at players for what they're being paid and what their position is. His position isn't to be a 25, 35 minute a game guy. His job is to come in for 15 minutes or so, maybe 20, and do exactly what he did on offense. And he did. He's played much better than at any time in his career. And this might have been his best game as a Laker on top of it.
As a role man, there you go. I'm not going to argue there.
He is a role man, and they've been really good on the pick and roll with him, and they've been running it really well, and they've been effective, and it's something that I think can help in this stretch. But that's what he is. He is not going to change the dynamic, especially against a team that's fighting for a number one seed in the West. I'm very happy with Hayes' performance as a Laker this year. He's a lot better than I thought he would be. I don't put any blame on him. I don't put any blame on Torian Prince. I thought Spencer Dinwiddie played really well today. D'Lo had a horrible game. Austin had a horrible game. We needed both of those guys to go off to probably have a chance at winning this, but what can you do? We couldn't get it. And if you guys really want me to rant on LeBron, it's easy to say that he pushed out tonight. It really is. But I can't compare it to anything else. And I know comparisons are what we want to hear. Well, what Kobe wouldn't have said and Jordan wouldn't have said. Well, we have to come to grips that we are not ever going to see those guys again, folks. We will never see people like that again. At least not in sports, especially in basketball. Those guys are gone. Those guys will never come back. You'll get freakish athletes. You'll get guys that can shoot from half court at one point here in the next 30 years, probably. But the easier you make it for a human being, the weaker they get. And that's just kind of and then of course, if you're paying that person $30, $40 million and people keep buying tickets and keep paying for those TV contracts, it's not going to go away. What would stop it is viewership, not watching. Now, it's interesting. I saw a glimpse of, I went blank on the stadium. Flushing Mets. Did you see the stadium today?
Flushing Meadows?
Did you see the stadium, the Mets?
No, I did not. What happened?
Yes, I'm sorry. Citibank. Is it City? City Field?
Oh, City Field. Yes, you're right.
Yeah,
yes.
So I was drawing a blank there. City Field, yeah. It looked like there were less people there than at a Rays game. I'm trying to figure out if the TV contracts are enough to combat baseball crowds now, which I think they might be.
I hear you. City Field, yeah, absolutely. So funny. Tigers lose to the Mets after Jared Goff chant breaks out at City Field. That's too funny. But it is the Lakers fast break. Joe, again, three games left.
Oh, and also, it's a lesson, folks. We all think that the grass is greener on the other side to have a billionaire on the team. Folks, Stephen Cohen is the richest owner in MLB. And look at the results. It's not always about the richest guy. The Guggenheims in L.A. do really well. Yeah, they're rich. Yeah, they have more money than God. But they have a system that works there. They have a system that they've been able to master. The only problem is they can't finish regularly. Finish as in winning championships. Not enough championships anyway. So, the grass is greener if you use Sin Blades. Why? Because it's fake. The irony hasn't passed me, by the way. It's just like Alan N. The N stands for Nancy. That's a guy that talks a game, talks smack, and then the moment you see him in person, he hides like he runs away like a hyena.
PMC, what's up?
A hyena is a compliment. He's more of a weasel. Even looks like one too.
Alan is, oh, he's named. Okay,
I see. Not you, Alan. There's another Alan.
Yeah.
Freshly waxed, anus waxed Alan. That's another term I've. Yeah.
I'm not even going to tell you what he said earlier in the chat because it's just going to make you even madder, Joe. So I'll let you leave it at that.
Maybe we talk about Bronny James declaring for the draft more.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that for a few minutes.
Really have a good conversation now. And yeah. This is all part of this LeBron thing. I mean, this could end up being a LeBron bash to the point where you're getting emails left and right on how much I hate LeBron James.
Oh, he hates LeBron James. Yeah. Joe Sorrell, what's up with that guy?
I've never seen someone napalm themselves with their words, and then when someone comments on it, and then it's our fault. Come on, people. Wake the hell up, man. Is this guy focused on winning, or is he focused on playing hopscotch next year with the family?
Something. But it is the Lakers fast break. The Lakers do lose 127 to 117. So, yes, LeBron did call in sick for today, Joe, right when we really needed. But again, it goes back to he prepped you, Joe. He prepped you and had everyone. He already had it covered. He had it all covered because he told you a week ago that he said health of the team or health for him comes first over seeding. So again, our uphill climb will be that much harder to do come playoff time, Joe. Mm. 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 He prepped you and me, and he prepped everyone out there. He was covering his own bases, Joe.
Okay, well, I guess you're going to be playing here a little extra few games. So playing more games is going to help your health.
Oh, it helped the Lakers so much, didn't it, last season? Those extra two games? That wasn't anything.
You know, we're seeing a lot of things happening around the world, or let's say where we are here. A lot of people getting found out. Let's just keep it simple there. When you're found out, that means you're living a life of lies. And if there's a lesson, you know, sports teaches you a lot of lessons. You know, that's one of the great things about sports, besides the fact that you need talent and you can't really fake it. You learn valuable lessons. You learn how to about discipline. You learn how about taking instructions. You learn about playing with pain, playing with anguish, playing with things in life that typically most people don't live because everything is easy. You can go buy an apple at a store. You can go buy a car at a car lot. You don't need to go find a horse. Like, you know, there's been a lot of progression in human existence here the last 100 to 200 years. Sports became serious, but it's starting to not be serious anymore. At least from how I'm looking at it. I think it becomes more vacation. Once they get their money, it's more vacation time above anything else. And then those who are great, who are MVPs, Joel Embiid and Jokic and all this, and you start looking at those guys, and we know how Joel Embiid is. He loves himself very much. Jokic hates being famous. It's a stark contrast from when you saw Magic, Jordan, and guys like that, Kobe, Shaq, personalities that carried the league and made people want to watch. But I don't know what's next. Now, Anthony Edwards has said that he wants to play every game and wants to kind of be more old school. So good for him. Maybe I'll be wrong. Maybe there'll be more Anthony Edwards come out of the gate, but he's going to have to win. And then he'll have a bigger forum for that. And then we can start seeing more of more participation and less yapping about how health over seeding when your dumbass is ninth in the seeding. This isn't four and saying, I'm not going to risk it to go get a two. This is ninth, dude. What if you guys lose Tuesday and then you lose to New Orleans at the end of the year? You could be a 10 after this, or maybe even out of the damn playoffs. What if you lose all three?
No, they're too far back. Houston, seven, six and a half games.
It's a joke. I know 10 is the last number. Joe and Gerald, if Denver finishes as the two seed, the Lakers make it to the 7-8. Would you want the Lakers to win that game and face Denver?
I just want them to get in at this point. If that's the point, I just want them to get in.
That's a good question, Robert. The answer is, if they do win, they're done in the first round. That's the one team they have to avoid in the first round. But I don't know how you play that game and try and lose. It's going to be obvious if you do.
Yeah.
Or maybe you can say LeBron hurt his pinky or something.
AD hurt his eye again.
Mm. Right. Now Kobe broke his shooting finger, index finger. He had a bandage on that for, 2 years? He got a lot of flack for his shooting percentage going down. You try shooting with a broken index finger in the NBA and still win championships.
There you go.
And most people don't pay attention. That's the thing. Don't pay attention to the details. Pay attention to the details, folks. You'll get a lot of the answers. Listen to what people say. Don't watch what they do.
Come on, Gary. That's harsh.
Hey, Gary, what do you mean you're going to unsub? What the hell is this talk?
Who said that?
Is that a joke? I know they're going to. I'm just kind of confused on what he was saying.
Oh.
See, and that's what I'm saying, Darren, is I'm trying to figure out the right retort to this because no one has played 21 years at this level. So what really is it? Is his ankle really that bad? Is his diarrhea really that bad? What is it? Maybe it's easy for us to say it because we're sitting in nice chairs. We haven't played the equivalent of a quarter century if you add all his playoff games. Maybe he's tired. But then again, if you're tired, retire. There's two ways to look at that.
Jay, would you say that he said if it's thumbs up and share, if you thumbs up and share, LeBron won't miss a game. And don't ever go out on a limb for LeBron because LeBron will shake things up on you regardless. He is one of the greatest of all time. I don't think that should be in question. But, yeah, when stuff like this goes on, there is going to be a lot of brushback, Joe. You know, you can't go into a game tonight without both your best players, especially you got a team that's fighting for first place at the top of the Eastern.
It's LeBron loves being LeBron. And that's the easiest way I can explain LeBron James. LeBron loves him some LeBron James. LeBron James comes first before anything.
I agree.
And most great players equally have the trait that makes them great and also makes them obnoxious. So if you look at the great players of the past, we'll use Jordan again because that's someone recent. Jordan was a tyrant in practice with his people, but he won. Kobe was relentless, might have not been a tyrant like MJ, but he was relentless. But then you have Tim Duncan, who made everybody feel good, apparently. Shaquille O'Neal was somewhat of a crybaby, but such a huge force when he got angry. It's other than Tim Duncan, I think you got that duality on all those guys. Bird was, in my opinion, the perfect player when you put it all together. Because his basketball IQ was off the charts. Him and Magic, I mean, I don't know what those guys did. They were just savants times 10. If Larry Bird had maybe a couple hairs more of athleticism, my God, he would have been even more of a terror. So the fact that he wasn't as athletic as, let's say, Magic, right? Magic is a little more athletic than him. Man, he would have been even worse. But he was a beer-drinking, tractor-pulling Indiana boy who just had used up all his juice and enjoyed life too and did what he did, and that was it. That's how people thought then anyways, though. They didn't think they were going to play 20 years. They weren't thinking 15, 18 years. They were thinking, yeah, I'm going to play 10, 12 years, and you know, that's usually the life expectancy of a pro ball player.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Yeah.
But not so
it's hard. It's very hard, folks. It's hard. Again, common sense is important here. LeBron bothers me a lot, guys. I have not stated that enough, and I don't want to get into it too much because it takes away from the stuff that I do like. He is phenomenal on the court when he's playing. The problem is it's his mouth that I don't like. His mouth irritates me. His the things he does, and it doesn't have to be tied to some political thing or anything. It's just like just today, I think he commented about Caitlin Clark. Like, dude, are you like, we're at the end of the season here. Why are you tweeting about something? Oh, watch all the haters. And they're haters for everything. Everyone that's rich and famous has haters. You act like it's not. People are living miserable, disgusting lives. They have no money. They don't live in anywhere they want to live. Of course, they're going to hate the rich and the privileged and those who are talented. Everyone has them. The second Patrick Mahomes complained, the first time in the 7 years he's been in the league, the first time he started complaining, man, the things I read about Patrick Mahomes, wow. I'm like, really? Really? This is how pathetic you people are? You criticize a guy for being in the moment and getting frustrated, even if he was wrong. And all of a sudden now he's this entitled guy. He's a baby. And oh, screw him. I hope the Chiefs lose. Really? Come on. LeBron James is going to be what he is no matter what happens this year. And maybe that's what he's content on being. Me, I don't know if I'd be there. I would have played tonight. I'm pretty sure I would have played tonight. Because you had to win this game to guarantee yourself in the playoffs. Not a play-in. Guarantee. You had a shot. You had a shot because New Orleans beat Phoenix in Phoenix. That was the team I was looking at. I'm like, Phoenix needs to lose twice. That was the one I was worried about because I'm sure New Orleans is going to lose because the Lakers play them. I was not worried about them. Sacramento needed to lose, and I believe they will lose as well, at least one between now and the end of the season. But by losing tonight, that put it away. They put the six out of reach. Now they got to hope they win the rest of their games and get to the seven. Now, see, here's the other thing. You get the sixth. I feel very confident that Denver is not going to be a three seed. So you could have also helped yourself by winning the next three games, four games counting tonight, and getting a sixth seed and playing away from Denver. And I still believe Denver will be a one seed, and you would have avoided them in the second round.
Much to think about.
Are we the only ones looking at this? You're telling me that these professionals in their own league, they're not looking at this? Someone's not telling them? They haven't figured it out? Maybe not. Maybe they're not. Maybe they don't. Maybe they do. A lot of times, just listen to somebody. They'll tell you exactly who they are. Maybe LeBron doesn't care, guys. Maybe he doesn't care. He cares when he wins. It's easy to care when things are good. You care when things are bad. And sports is, it's just one play that can change history. How many times have we seen that in sports? One play, one little tip, 1 yard, 1/2 yard can change history. One bad pass, one bad decision can change history in sports. So when you have that margin of error that's this big, every little thing matters. Every mentality needing to make sure you do what you need to do matters. It's that close. Tom Brady and Bill Belichick didn't win a Super Bowl for 9 years at one point. And those are the two most prepared, most focused, and the best at their positions. 9 seasons in a row, they didn't win a Super Bowl. That's how hard it is. Charles Barkley played. Karl Malone, John Stockton played. Patrick Ewing played. And hey, guys, I watched all these guys play. Patrick Ewing played his balls off. Carl, John Stockton, even Charles Barkley played really hard. He was a little lazier than probably Jordan and Pippen and those guys, but he still played his rear end off. Can't be that great and not be prepared to play hard. I always thought it was kind of overstated when they would say, oh, well, you know, Charles has always been, you know, kind of not in shape. I'm like, if you see Charles Barkley between 1992 and 1995, he was not fat. He was in shape. He was focused. And he just ran into the two hottest players in the 90s at that time. He ran into Hakeem and he ran into Jordan. And if he hadn't run into those guys, he probably would have had at least one title. Same thing with Patrick Ewing. And that happens. It happens a lot. So we're gonna see what happens here on Tuesday. That game is going to solidify the 9 seed, should whoever win, right? And then after that, they're going to have to take a trip to Memphis and New Orleans to see if they can maybe somehow get the 7. They get the 7, then they at least play that play-in at home. And then they got to really hope that Denver gets the one seed. Otherwise, if they get the 2, then they got to figure out what they want to do playing that play-in game.
We're signaling the ref for a quick timeout, but we'll be back with more of the Lakers Fast Break Podcast. Hey, Lakers fans. Looking for the best place to go for up-to-date news, information, original videos, articles, podcasts, opinion pieces, and discussions about the Los Angeles Lakers? Well, look no further than LakerHolics.com. With a legion of followers always there talking about everything Lakers and the NBA, there's no better place to go to share your fandom as the team heads toward another championship run. So stop by and be part of the conversation today at LakerHolics.com. Once again, it is the Lakers Fast Break. It is Joe Soro along with me, Gerald Glassford. Thanks again for watching and listening. The Lakers lose 127-17. They're now 45-34, ninth place in the Western Conference. Game upcoming on Tuesday. Don't forget Monday, Stone Hansen and I return for a snack pack at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, right before the championship game. But before we continue, last 20 minutes or so of the show, wanted to go ahead and reach out and get your questions on the chat. And Alfred's question is, what are your guys' confidence about the play-in with the teams in it now? So let's say it ends today and Phoenix does nab the 6th seed. You have New Orleans, Sacramento, and Golden State. I think those are all very winnable games, Joe, that we have if matched up in the play-in tournament.
What if Steph goes off? Steph's a great player, right? Mm-hmm. One of the greats. Mm-hmm. But if he goes off, you're effed. That means you're one and done. Actually, you're not one and done. You're done. You never were in it. That's the risk you took. That's the rest you took. And seeding didn't matter. That means you are willing to go put yourself in harm's way more. This is the part that I screw it. I'm going all in. LeBron James is not as smart as you all think he is. no matter what he says. He's full of shit, okay, half the time. I'm sorry, folks. Love LeBron, Bron sexuals, whatever you want to call yourselves. LeBron is not as bright as y'all think he is. He is not. He's got a high school education, and worse than that, he's had his ass kissed for so long, it's impossible to ever get out of that realm. It's the truth. It's not. If I had the opportunity to sit with LeBron and really go one-on-one in terms of talk about what I don't like about him, those are the things that I would say to him. Like, you think you're smart, but you're not. And I've had this discussion with certain people in life. People who, I've been in this business for 40 years. What do you know, Joe? You just do this. You just do that. You just do this. I'm like, you've been in a business for 40 years. You're still struggling in the business we're in. I'm going to tell you this. If I'm in the business I'm in for 40 years, I've been in it for about 6.5 years. I go, if I'm in this another 34 years and I don't own a town, I failed. Now that's a blow to the ego that most people don't expect. You have all this experience. You have all this knowledge. Where are you? You're still scrapping. You know why? Because you treat people like shit. That's why. Because you're a jughead. Now, LeBron's never going to have to worry about not having a place to live anywhere on this planet. But the problem with LeBron is he's not an intelligent guy. It's a fallacy. He's just not. He's a goof. And I'm supposed to be watching some guy who's supposed to be this high IQ guy. What high IQ? Of what? Because he remembers a play in 1994 that he did? I know who won the MVP in Super Bowl 30. What does that do for me in life? Nothing. It's good conversation for about 5 seconds when someone asks. That's it.
Cool bro may be impressed.
No, because it wasn't a LA Ram who won it. Magic is the greatest magic that's ever magic. But when you put Magic in a position like vice president to run a basketball team, I love Magic to death, but he doesn't know what he's doing, folks. Not everybody's meant to do certain things. In LeBron's case, he's not good at talking. He's not good at... He doesn't have the pulse of the room. He says things that just makes things worse. And that's a habit he's had as long as I've seen him in the NBA. Good guy, good person, I'm sure. Again, I don't know these days. Everybody, unless you really hang out with people, you never really know what they are behind the scenes. But from everything I've seen, it looks like he's a pretty good guy, pretty good family man. And here you are. So, but I don't know. I didn't want to get into this show talking sociology, but in the end, guys, there's a mentality that's here that we're gonna have to at least deal with for another few weeks at the latest. This could be a short couple weeks, or it could be a long one. I don't know. I'll have to wait and see. I don't know.
It's turned around. You're thinking a lot from one night to the other after what you were saying coming off the Cleveland on such a big high and then seeing what you're seeing now.
I was scared of this game for a reason. Sometimes, folks, your instincts will tell you things. You got to pay attention to your instincts. Now, I didn't anticipate LeBron not playing, but the instincts were there.
So why did you get on my case when I told you my instant reaction to LeBron sitting out? You were pretty hard on me.
Reaction to everything.
Because I'm telling you reality.
No. You say those things after a 2-0 run by the opposition in the second quarter.
Oh, that's baloney.
No, that's not baloney. It's ham.
Darvin Ham.
So one of our panels asked a good question or had a good comment. Alfred, that's a good example too. Matter of fact, that situation ended Charles Barkley's relationship with Michael Jordan. because Charles criticized Michael because he had a lot of yes men around him. And Michael got mad. What was the tag? What is the line I told you a few months back? Hit a nerve, hit a target. Charles hit a target on that one. That's the one of the few things that I don't like about Michael. I'm like, Mike, come on. You're a beast. Now, again, I don't know the ins and outs of Charles Barkley and Michael Jordan's life. Maybe I think deep down, and I'm just saying this because I like Michael, but I think maybe it was an accumulation of things, and that was finally the straw that broke the camel's back. Probably was, because I don't think it would have been just one thing that did it. But if someone told me, Joe, you have too many yes men around you. First of all, that wouldn't have ever happened because I don't like yes men around me anyways. But if one of my friends called me out for something I'm doing that I shouldn't be doing, I'm not going to get mad at them. And that's just me.
Marvin Carlos and Steven 32, newer to our chat. Welcome to the chat. Truly appreciate you joining us. Lakers Fast Break. Like and subscribe. They both said are really feeling it on your end as far as that LeBron should have gutted it out today. He should have, whatever, set aside, tried to go ahead and take whatever precautions as far as his stomach and just gutted it out there on the
floor. That's today. A good one, G. That's a good one. You did a pun and you didn't even know it. Mm-hmm. So, Alfred, that's a good comment as well. Jerry Krause. This is the hot and cold of people in general. A lot of times, again, the same thing that makes people great can make them bad. So Jerry Krause, between 1987 and 1990, built that dynasty in Chicago. He didn't. I know Jordan was the integral part, but still, you gotta get. That was the part that broke Krause. Was Jordan didn't appreciate the fact that he got Jordan, Pippen, Horace Grant. Traded Charles Oakley for Bill Cartwright, acquired John Paxson, you know, all these integral, perfect pieces for him to go and win championships.
I agree with you, Kurt.
And then what it did was it soured Krause so much, it affected his decision-making. Because then everything after that was, I want to go get other players. And Jerry Reinsdorf is the typical corporate slug. He cares about money, number one. 2, 3, 4, and up to 100. And then he cared about championships at 101. How can you deny that that's not what it was? The fact that they didn't let that team play another year is comical because they probably would have won in 1999. Why? Because they would have only had to have played 50 games that year. And I believe they would have beat the San Antonio Spurs in the finals. So, but anyways, point is, human beings, no matter how great they are, no matter who they are, Jordan, LeBron, Kobe, they all get butt hurt. They all do things that are great. And at the same time, you know, the negatives rear its head in certain times as well. This is something we have to deal with LeBron James. But the thing is with LeBron James is he says he's something he's not a lot more times. That's the part that bothers me about him. He says he's things that he's not. And others fall in line to that. And I don't like, I used to resent the Jay Adandes and the Plaschke's and the TJ Simers when they would dog on Shaq and dog on Kobe. But I actually would prefer that now than I do this kiss-ass chorus that's around all these players now. And the second you say something negative, they ostracize you. I think that's bullshit because it entitles them even more to do exactly what they're doing.
Once again, it is the Lakers Fast Break. It is Joe Sorrell along with me, Joe Glassford. Thanks so much for watching and listening. Truly appreciate it. In about a little over 10 minutes, Joe Sorrell will bring you the nightcap with Joe Sorrell. So please join Joe tonight for the nightcap. Before I go ahead and turn over to you as far as what's going on for the nightcap, once again, the Lakers fall into ninth place in the Western Conference with a 127-117 loss to the Minnesota Timberwolves, and I agree with you, Kurt. Very low class of the Chicago Bulls to treat Jerry Krause's wife like that, especially after, you know, I know he wasn't the most well-liked individual, obviously, but still very low class way to treat Mrs. Krause.
And I'm sorry, hold on. It wasn't the Chicago organization. It was their fans.
Yeah, the Chicago way fans. Yeah, that's what
Chicago, another thing I keep hearing about, how great Chicago is. Folks, Chicago is a toilet right now. And a lot of their people are. They've started to venture into the Philadelphia fan base mentality. Well, they might even be worse.
I'd say they're worse right now.
Right. So, guys, folks, everyone who's listening, please pay attention and be brave. Be brave. When someone is lying to you in your face, tell them they're lying once in a while. You don't need to do it all the time, but tell them they're lying. And there's ways to do it without being too insulting. Like, I don't know if that's true. One of my friends always uses the term, I don't know, I'm confused. Whenever I hear him say he's confused, that means he knows you're full of shit. Oh, and look people in the eye. That bothers people. Look at people in the eye when they're talking. It really bothers them. You dominate that conversation without even saying a word. Yes. Doesn't matter who it is. I don't care how rich you are. I don't care how powerful you are. If I smell a rat, you got to tell them it smells. And then there's two things that are going to happen there. You never see them again, which is good, because I don't want to be around rats. Or the other is, maybe they'll surprise you and say, you know what? No one's ever talked to me like that before. I like you. And with that, I'm going to say goodbye. And I will see you all in 10 minutes.
Once again, it is Joe Soro. Please join him today in about just a few minutes this evening here as he will cap off your evening with a nightcap. Nightcap with Joe Soro coming up here in just a few minutes. I love the way he just leaves himself on camera. Just doesn't hit himself, get him off stage, but okay, whatever. It is Joe Soro. I'm going to kick him out right there. There he goes. He's gone. But he'll be on with you in just a few minutes. It is Gerald Glassford. Thanks so much again for listening. I will stay with you until Joe takes over with the nightcap. So looking forward to hearing what you have to say. Again, tomorrow I have on Stone Hansen. Stone Hansen and I will discuss a little bit what he's learned so far as the draft prospectus, plus his thoughts on the Lakers weekend and what's going on with the Lakers going forward. So love to hear you out as far as it's concerned. And Alfred, always great to have you back on. Yeah, we'll definitely be talking playoffs very soon. Your Orlando Magic, who you cover, or for Orlando Magic Daily, please go ahead and check out Alfred's great articles there. You know the Orlando fans are on a high right now as Orlando is now tied for third place with the tiebreaker. They have third place in the Eastern Conference. Gerald, Kurt says, Gerald, look him in the eye and dominate him to lead properly. Goodbye, Joe. Goodbye. But he is gone for next 10 minutes. 9 minutes he'll be up at, of course, Lakers Nightcap with Joe Soro coming up right there for you. And I know he's got some more anger and angst in regards to this. You could see it's bothering him more and more about what LeBron did tonight, whether or not how violently he was sick. Again, I can't speculate because I don't know exactly how bad he was off he was, you know. It's just that, again, stomach flu, and so he got progressively sick and ill over the course of the day. He tried to work out earlier in the day, and they sent him home. And unfortunately, that means that no LeBron, and then after the first quarter, no AD, and the Lakers just couldn't hold out and just couldn't stay strong enough. They tried to cut the lead down to, I think, about 3, I think was the closest they got it to, but they soon faded away, and Minnesota imposed their will. And as something I said in the pregame with Naz Reid, again, just kills the Lakers. And he shot so well tonight, 31 points. And unfortunately, we're going to go ahead and call it a day on the Lakers as they lose 127-117. The Kobe lovers and Bron haters. So yeah, I root for all Lakers, especially the title winning ones. You know what? I absolutely, you got to root for all Lakers, no matter whether you like or hate LeBron's game. Again, to me, he's one of the greatest players of all time. And I've truly enjoyed having him here. And at 21 years in the league, you've got to be very thankful that he can still do many of the things that he does. But I know a lot of angst and anger gets pointed his way because of what he didn't do tonight and playing the game. So, Sam, yes, Naz Reid does turn into Steph against us. I mentioned this in the pregame about how well he played against the Lakers so far and never ceases to disappoint, unfortunately, as he played well again tonight in a 127-117 victory for the Timberwolves. They're now tied first place in the Eastern Conference. The tiebreaker right now between them and Denver goes to them, so we'll see what happens. But it is the Lakers' fast break. The Lakers do have three games left on the agenda with Golden State, Memphis, and New Orleans. One home game left on that schedule, and that is on Tuesday night against Golden State, so we'll see what happens. But again, I'm very happy with this team. The effort they gave tonight after AD, you've got to be at least somewhat happy that they tried to go ahead and they didn't quit until halfway through the fourth quarter. They kind of started realizing what the impending doom was going to be. But until that point, they gave a very spirited effort and gave it all they could to try and stay in the game. And unfortunately, it was not meant to be. And a 127-117 loss against the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight. So big shout out to everyone out there on Playback. We had a good crowd tonight. Playback.tv/SacredFastBreak. So I truly appreciate everyone that took the time on YouTube and Facebook as well during our game coverage to go ahead and give us a shout out there and be a great part of what we do in the chat. But looking forward to hearing what Mr. Joe Sora will say for his nightcap tonight. I'll make sure I stay on until he gets on the air. He being Joe Sorrell, which I know everybody is looking forward to seeing. And once again, it is the Lakers fast break. Gerald Glassford along with Joe Sorrell this evening. Cannot thank you enough for being here. We're now over 1,510 subscribers. Looking for more? Look and see what we can do. If you can and you do like what we do, please go ahead and be a part of what we do each and every day right here at the Lakers fast break. Sean said, all those assists speaks against your point, but all those stars are selfish, Darren. Again, no perfect player out there, but LeBron, he has been playing well this season. Turned a little bit more in the turnover department than we like to see. Yes, that's true. And defensively, come and goes, although he's tightened it up in the past week or two as far as a lot better. The way they played against Cleveland, everybody out there has to be encouraged the way the Lakers played against the Cleveland Cavaliers on Saturday, that is a better representation of what this team is. And despite whatever flaws you may say that the Lakers have, at least it was good to see them split against two of the top teams in the NBA. Cleveland, a team that can be thought of in that mix as far as at the near the top behind Boston in the Eastern Conference. And, of course, playing against Minnesota tonight. That was pretty rough. But, Kurt, you're right. Because of the absence of LeBron James, Cam Reddish was back in, and Max Christie got some burn. Yeah, these guys were not believed to be part of the rotation, and yeah, they got back in tonight due to the loss of LeBron James as the Lakers lose 127-117. But definitely glad to have had you here tonight talking with us, helping cheer us up, just like we hope we cheered you up here at the Lakers Fast Break. But definitely looking forward to seeing what we can go ahead and do on Tuesday night against the Golden State Warriors. But don't forget, we've got me and Stone Hansen tomorrow, Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to go with 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. Stone and I are going to be talking NBA prospects and the NBA playoffs with the Lakers. So definitely looking forward to having a great conversation. He's always greatly appreciated when he comes on our show anytime at all. So Sean said, at least our G Leaguers didn't look terrible for a change. Colin played well in the short time that he was there. Maxwell Lewis still bricked it. So although he was, you're cold 40 minutes in and garbage time. So I really don't know what to expect. But, Maxwell Lewis, still think it was a wasted draft choice at this point in time. And obviously we know with JHS out for the season with back surgery that draft is wasted as well. So, this whole draft for the Lakers, pretty much a zero right now for the Lakers. And unfortunately, you cannot at this point have too many zeros on your ledger for what you do in the draft, as we don't know yet what New Orleans is going to decide for the Lakers as far as a draft choice this year or next year that they're going to take away from us. So we'll see what happens in a few weeks on whether or not the New Orleans Pelicans want to or do not want to take our draft pick this year or next year. So we will find out and report on it as it happens right here at the Lakers Fast Break. But definitely looking forward to hearing your thoughts on the Lakers. Again, the Lakers will be playing on Tuesday against the Golden State Warriors. So we're looking forward to providing you the full line of coverage then. Then hopefully we will be able to get a job done then. The Golden State, we are a game and a half up on in the Western Conference. So with a victory there, I think we pretty much sealed a ninth place. Whether or not we can get up to eighth, seventh, or even sixth, I think sixth right now, climbing over three teams is a lot to ask. I think at this point in time, if we get over Sacramento and a Phoenix or New Orleans, I think that's probably the best we're going to do at this point, get seventh place at best at this time. And if that's the case, we win out, that's all you can do. At this point, you do not control your destiny. All you can do is win one game after the other. So hopefully you do. But Darren says, if you pass the ball without creating a shot and someone shoots and makes an assist, any ball boy can do that. At least our G Leaguers didn't look terrible. As you mentioned earlier, numbers crush your argument, Darren. He makes great passes routinely. AD has been catching a lot of them lately, but he's also been very sloppy as well, Sean. You got to admit that. There's been a lot of turnovers by LeBron, D'Lo as well. Those guys have been sloppier with the ball this part of the season. I mean, the Lakers have led or been close to the top in taking care of the ball for a good percentage of the season. Only lately have the Lakers seemingly get a lot sloppier. But then again, they've been making up for it by their shooting being improved, as they're one of the top 10 teams now in the NBA in three-point shooting. And I never thought I would say that. I absolutely never thought, as you heard me earlier this season, going off on how bad this team was in three-point shooting. It's nice to see them at least now considered a top 10 three-point shooting team. Allen says he's not concerned by turnovers yet, but Reeves' shooting is concerning. Yeah, Reeves' play is concerning, and that was a big thing. D'Angelo and Austin really struggling tonight. We will go, as many are saying, how those two go. How our backcourt goes is going to be how far we go in the play-in and the playoffs. So we'll definitely see what happens as the Lakers, again, unfortunately lose 127 to 117. Darren, he struck her correct. He did struggle tonight. Unfortunately, both Reeves and D'Lo not giving us enough on the offensive end in a very costly loss, again, to the Minnesota Timberwolves. So I'm looking forward to seeing what Joe has to say. He's almost ready. We're still not quite there as yet for the nightcap. So we're looking forward to seeing what Joe will tell us this evening on his nightcap as he gets you primed and ready. But it is Gerald Glassford. Thanks again for watching and listening. Truly appreciated. Please make sure you like, follow, and subscribe to get the latest notifications on when we go live on the air with the latest Lakers Fast Break podcast. But yeah, definitely looking forward to having a great conversation tomorrow with Stone Hansen, and definitely looking forward to having some more great conversations with you guys out there. The best Lakers chat room that's out there, it's the Lakers Fast Break. Sean says, I refuse to admit anything to a LeBron hater, but I will admit to GG that he's had more turnovers lately. I think, look at his assisted turn. Yeah, it's just, Sean, I'm not trying to LeBron hate at all. I really don't want to. Again, I'm not going to be as harsh as Joe on him, but he has been very sloppy. I mean, there are times when he's just disconnected on defense, but he has been playing a little bit tighter on defense, but he has been really sloppy with the ball as of yet. I mean, for every great pass that he's made like two or three questionable passes and decisions out there as of late. I don't know why. You know, I don't think it's the age thing. It's hard to pin down the reason why that he's been a little bit sloppier with the ball as of late. Same thing with D'Lo as well. So hopefully we can get things righted back as far as the ship is concerned on Tuesday. Allen says Reeves shooting 42% from the field and 24% from three the last 10 games. Yeah, that's not going to get it done. He shoots that in the playoffs and we're really hurting. No matter how well the other three guys are doing, D'Lo, of course, AD and LeBron. But we'll see what happens, but he has slipped a lot on defense. Yeah. Well, it's just the effort. And I guess part of that is being 39 years old. He just cannot give you the effort on defense, but he has been playing a little bit better and a little bit more in that realm as of late. So Joe is now live. So I will go ahead and let switch over to him. So if you are on watching now, YouTube and Facebook, please switch over to Joe. His nightcap is coming up right now. And me, I'm heading on out, but the Lakers lose 127-117. I will be back tomorrow. I will be hosting the show, a snack pack with Stone Hansen, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. And that's going to be right here at the Lakers Fast Break.